This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, got a little echo. Sorry, Jason, got a little echo. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Work for making this happen. Sorry. Got an echo. Jason, buddy, you there? There we go. Okay, I can hear myself. Awesome. It's very interesting. When you hear yourself talk, you can't finish your sentence because your brain is getting the, you know what? My brain doesn't want to hear me either. That's probably what's happening. All right. Good to, talk to you guys. Sorry about the, beginning issues. We, you know, are entering October. And as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is kind of a long month in medicine, right? Definitely a long month in the media because we've got to talk about breast cancer. And I am a little frustrated by the pink campaign. I think it's really, really cool that you see pink. I think it reminds people about breast cancer. But you keep hearing reports that all the pink is not actually putting the focus on what we kind of need. Now, all right, notwithstanding, I'm looking right now at a story which was very, very cool. Has to do with police officers that decide to paint their police car pink. So a police department paints a patrol car pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's adorable. It is absolutely adorable. I think it's very cool. It's in the city of Albuquerque. And I, you know, it shows their solidarity. It shows the police department's support for breast cancer research. All right. Very, very nice. All right. The car appeared on a Care for Cancer car show to raise funds. The pink car shows Albuquerque Police Department support and solidarity throughout the community as everyone has been affected in some way by cancer. So very, very cool. Just like you're going to see with the NFL. They're going to wear pink cleats or pink gloves or have pink towels. Really, really nice. And there's a Pink Patch Project, a fundraising and awareness building campaign carried out by public safety agencies worldwide. If the money is going to breast cancer and people with breast cancer, I am just ecstatic by any fundraising campaign. And October is a big month for these charities to raise money. But the problem that is brought up each and every year is this big push to change everything pink. You know, in people's offices, wear pink shirts, things like that. Not all of that money goes to cancer research or people who need the money for their treatment. The average woman who's fighting breast cancer is dealing with really crappy insurance and really crappy insurance plans. Now, there are charities out there that they could go to for funds, but a lot of them either don't know about it. Again, they know about pink. They see the pink, but do they know where to go to in July or in December if they have breast cancer? And then how are we doing with people coming back where they thought they were cured with breast cancer and it keeps coming back, like Olivia Newton-John? I think Olivia Newton-John is fighting her third bout of breast cancer. And so on one end, I find it just fantastic that you see police departments and football players, you know, especially the men. Everybody loves, it's a real, real good, you know, feel-good story when you see men support breast cancer. It's very cool. It's a cool story all around. But there was a report a couple years ago saying that the majority of money spent on making stuff pink never really went to people who needed it with breast cancer. And it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't anything malicious or anything unethical. It was just You know, people are going to spend money, you know, on buying something pink, thinking they're helping the cause, and it's not officially helping the cause. Now, if you buy a pink shirt and part of that money goes to a charity, that's very cool. But it's not a lot because the shirt costs money. I mean, you know, you have to hope that the people making the shirt are doing it for free. I mean, I've worked with a lot of charities, and charities have every right to balance their budget, balance their checkbooks. They have every right. It costs money. It costs money for promotion. It costs money to hire staff. It costs money to recruit and train volunteers. You need staff people. You can't run a charity all on volunteers. You know, there's a medical student I know who's trying to form a free clinic, and she is a rock star. So she has student volunteers. You know, she has the clinic space. They have the homeless population that they can help. But medical students can't go and, you know, take care of patients for free or take care of patients. They need grown-up doctors. Where are the grown-up doctors? Well, you can't really pay the grown-up doctors because there's no money. It's a free clinic. And then you have to rely on grown-up doctors coming to help. Well, at first, when people heard about it, they're like, oh, hell yeah, we're there. Oh, yeah, we're there, but are you going to be there every day? Are you going to be there 5 days a week, 365 days a year? So even when a doctor wants to volunteer some of their time, I mean, they got bills to pay. They can't just, you know, work as a volunteer all the time. So companies that rely on volunteers, they, after a while, they have to have some level of paid staff. Otherwise, the charity can't stay open. So my suggestion is when you see all this pink, really cool, commend, you know, the person for doing it. 1 in 8 women develop breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. They say about 41,000 women in the U.S. will die from breast cancer this year. It is a, you know, it's a tragedy. And the whole pink month is fantastic in terms of raising awareness and, you know, seeing our football players, you know, support women and support breast cancer research and all that. But before you buy something pink or before you outfit your whole place of work as pink, find out if any of that money is actually going to a charity. And if it's not, I would really rather you put money towards a person fighting breast cancer or to the hospital or to the charity itself. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I'm not really been up and watching all the political issues, all the political stories. Apparently, people are hinting that Hillary Clinton may come back. There's, actually, she did an interview where she had stayed with Bill Clinton, and she had said it was the gutsiest decision she ever made was to stay in her marriage to Bill Clinton after his cheating scandal. She said that publicly and politically, the gutsiest thing was to run for president. And, you know, we were talking about how a lot of people like Hillary, and, you know, to many of us, we're scratching our heads, so, well, why? Well, because for those people that remember back in the 90s, you know, it was, she was, you know, the good guy. You know, you have the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. You have Bill Clinton, whatever the heck happened in the Oval Office with a cigar and a dress and all that. And here's Hillary having to deal with that and face it in front of millions, you know, to be, you know, possibly cheated on in front of the world. And everybody fears getting cheated on by their spouse. That is like the biggest fear. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, will my husband ever cheat on me? How embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. See, now as a doctor, when I see all the people that have gotten cheated on and having been cheated on myself, not by my husband's awesome, but by boyfriends in the past, I'm like, okay, wait a second. It's not on me. It's not on me at all. You know, because I think we understand that when somebody cheats, they cheat not because so much they're, you know, disliking their spouse, but they like the chase. And the love of the chase supersedes sometimes the love of the spouse. You know, I've asked patients who had cheated on their wife, I go, you know, so do you want to leave her? You know, do you want marriage counseling? You know, you can't be subjecting her to STDs and subjecting her to this. And they're like, no, I don't want to leave my wife. I love my wife. I'm like, well, then if you love your wife, why did you cheat on her? Because to some, the cheating isn't, you know, love. It's just sex. It's just the fun of it. And when you go back and think of how people are animals, you know, at their deepest core, in the animal kingdom, there's many animals that they will just basically, I don't know, jump on whatever animal is there and whatever. Go back home to their den. Now, in society, in our society, we're like, oh, hell no. We're like, that's not happening. Okay, you come to my house, you come to my bed. Even if I don't want to sleep with you, you're coming to my home. This is where you stand. You promise to marry me, you know, for richer, for poorer, sickness and health. Holy matrimony, you're here with me. You don't even think about another woman for the next 70 years. And it works for many marriages. It's working for mine. But, you know, for the average person, lady or female, they like to look, they like to think, they like to dabble. And so, but I remember in the 90s, being as naive as I was looking at the whole Hillary, Bill Clinton marriage as, wow, well, maybe she's mean to him. Maybe he's a jerk. Maybe they're just pretending to be married. And maybe I was right. I mean, maybe it was a marriage of convenience. There's a lot of people that have partnerships and they get married and the partnership works and they stay married and it works for them and they'll, you know, keep that union going. But I remember thinking to myself, that's got to be so embarrassing for her. And I also remember thinking to myself, she is one tough cookie. But then, when I started to understand, you know, because I was starting to graduate medical school at the time, I'm like, wait a second. If she leaves, she's done. And she's going to be known as the ex-wife of the president. She has no choice but to stay. You either want to be the first lady or you don't. And he'll come out on top. Because people will forget that he cheated 4 or 5 months from now. So here she is, she left. She's going to be the ex-wife of a president who cheated on her. So her sticking with him and continuing. And again, I'm not saying this to glorify Hillary. I am not a fan of hers, you know, per se, for politics. But going back to the 90s and seeing what happened, you know, it was a very smart business decision. Yeah, it was gutsy, and I think a lot of people respected her for what she did, and she stuck with the marriage, and she took care of Chelsea and whatever. But, you know, what would you guys have done in the same, you know, position? I would have probably stayed. I mean, look at Ivanka. Okay, there's Ivana and Ivanka. I always mix the two up. Is it Ivana that's the ex-wife or the daughter? I think it's Ivana is the ex-wife, and then Ivanka is the daughter. Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. So Ivana, I mean, you know, she was married to Trump for the longest time. They divorced. Again, not sure whose fault or what happened, but she's not first lady. She is the ex-wife of the president. Melania's first lady, who's very beautiful, by the way. And I like her. I think she's really nice. I just don't know much about her, but she seems nice. So, you know, a lot of people, people ask, they're like, if somebody cheated on you, why do you stay with them? Well, if we really love somebody, like if my husband ever cheated on me, I'd stay with him. I love him. I can't imagine living without him. Don't tell him I'd stay with him. I told my husband that if he cheated on me, man, he would be out on his butt. I would kick him out. It would be like Armageddon in the house, whatever. But between you and me, I got kids. What am I going to do? And who else is going to want me? If I left my husband, who else do I really want to be a spinster for the rest of my life? I could technically still be married. So for me, it would be a calculated decision to stay with my husband. I'd be mad. I'd make him get STD testing every, 6 weeks. And who knows how that would actually work out. But between you and me, I wouldn't leave him. I love him too much. And I would hope that it was just a fluke. Now, for other women, they're like, no, once a cheater, always a cheater. Or other guys are like, once she cheats, she'll continue to cheat. And that may not make the marriage work. It's not good. In the medical setting, we doctors don't really take a stand on divorce or not, because that's religion, and doctors don't really get involved with people's religion, But we do take a stand when it comes to you being cheated on. And so we will tell you to get STD testing, to avoid unprotected sex with your spouse, and, put them on a schedule of, if you live with somebody who cheats, you might want to be in here every month getting tested. We're not going to say leave the bastard. We're not going to do that. But, our job is to take care of you. It's interesting. People will cheat on their spouse, come in and be tested, and go, how do I tell my spouse? How do I tell my wife that I cheated? How do I tell my husband that I cheated? And I go, well, there's a few ways. You could show them the labs, right? Showing you have chlamydia and say, look, you need to get yourself tested. You may have chlamydia because X, Y, and Z happened. You could go to a marriage therapist and bring it up to a marriage therapist. You could bring your spouse here and say, look, my doctor has some test results. And my doctor wants to talk about it with me. Will you come with me? And the spouse comes in, and then I go, okay, look, this is what's going on. And then it allows them an opportunity to bring up to their spouse, I did something wrong, I did X, Y, and Z. But unfortunately, the average person doesn't. They just hope it doesn't happen, and all of a sudden the spouse comes in going, I think I have a UTI. Really? Yeah, that's a burning when I pee. And I go, any possibility of you having an STD? Well, no, I'm in a monogamous relationship. Do you want me to test you just in case? Yeah, go ahead. And then if it comes up positive, somebody's lying. Somebody's lying to somebody. So, I can't tell you what to do if you're in a marriage that, has, people that err and, make mistakes. Can people change? Yeah, they can. Some people just need to sow their oats. Others, they just never sow their oats. For me, I don't think it's the safest marriage because there's somebody else that could be disrupting the nest. So, my advice would probably be more leaning towards leave, because if they cheated on you once, are they going to be there with you till in sickness and in health till death you part? If they're not going to be with you and there's that chance that they could be with somebody they cheated, you might need to find somebody that you think will be with you for the long haul. Because that's what scares me. Thank God my husband doesn't cheat, so it's easy for me to talk about this. But, if God forbid, I'm in a wheelchair, I want him to be there for me. So, yeah, it's a tricky, tricky topic. But anyway, so Hillary's been back in the news, and that's why. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stalled since early this year, nuclear talks between the United States and North Korea are now to resume this week. North Korean media is quoting a statement from a high-ranking diplomat in the North who says preliminary contact is set for this Friday with working-level negotiations to begin the day after. This is coming a day after former National Security Advisor John Bolton told a forum in D.C. that North Korea and its leader Kim Jong-un can simply not be trusted.
He will do whatever he can to keep a deliverable nuclear weapons capability and to develop and enhance it.
President Trump is again questioning the credibility of the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, tweeting the anonymous whistleblower put out false secondhand info. Trump insisting his administration should be allowed to interview and learn everything about that whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. So, next. Okay, man. I don't even know what to hit next. There's so much going on, and I want to bypass all the political stuff. There's a washing machine that spread a superbug in a newborn hospital. That's not good. Recent superbug case documented in Germany reveals that sometimes you need to actually blast your garments in heat and not cold. When inspections at a children's hospital revealed 13 newborns and one child were carrying the superbug Klebsiella oxytosa, an urgent investigation found that a washing machine on the same floor was to blame. Researchers identified traces of the pathogen on the surfaces and leftover water from the washing machine. The bacteria appeared to pass on via the knitted hats and socks that went through the machine. You know, the little newborns, they have those little knitted hats and little sockies. Hey, little newborns, hello, baby. That's a cute little baby. Anyway, they wash them. They wash them in the machine. And we use them to keep the babies kind of warm. Now, luckily, none of the youngsters fell ill. But it's a reminder that we have a need for strict guidelines and standards when it comes to cleaning clothes and other objects. Especially when they're sick. And we got vulnerable, you know, infants as a neonatal, you know, or a newborn nursery. So when the washing machine was removed, the K-oxytocin colonization went away. So the case study concludes that the final cold water rinse, which doesn't use detergent, may have allowed the bacteria to thrive. The humidity of the hospital rooms, allowing residual water to condense on the rubber seal of the door, also probably didn't help either. This is being reported by Science Alert. So according to hygienist Ricarda Schmithausen, this is a highly unusual case for a hospital in that it involved a household-type washing machine. Now, the washing machine in question did not meet current German hygienic standards for hospital use. It was technically located outside the main laundry room and only used for mother's clothes and baby knitwear. So they're not exactly sure how this bad bug arrived in the washing machine in the first place, but at least in this case, the consequences were minimal. So I'm glad they got inspected. I think that's great. But this superbug could cause severe GI upset, respiratory problems, even death. Not a lot of antibiotics are out there that can help. So, you know, what temperature should you wash your clothes? Well, for some clothes, the heat hurts it, and I get it. We just washed a bedding cover, one of those Marriott toppers, because the cat kept peeing on it, and it's, like, burnt. We have, like, brown burnt marks on it. So the heat, for some reason, started to burn the delicate fabric. So, you know, but the problem is for Shakaboo's pee, I had to use hot. See, I always wash in hot. I just always use hot water. I think hot water is the best when it comes to fighting bugs. It just adds extra heat. But, you know, what I would suggest is if you have, let's say, and actually they suggested too, if you're washing clothes for vulnerable people like elderly people who have open wounds or bladder catheters, or younger people with injuries or infections, or people with diabetes or newborns, I would wash the laundry at higher temperatures. And so does hygienist Martin Exeter from the University of Bonn. It's interesting, they call them hygienists. This is from Science Alert. I wonder if that's like a medical professional. So anyway, the research was published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. Very, very cool read. Yeah, I mean, you know, what are we going to do? You know, it's, you know, you can only do so much. How many of you guys like to hang out with deer? You know, a little innocent, doe-eyed little deer. Well, last week, a 77-year-old man from Michigan was diagnosed with tuberculosis that he got from a deer. The CDC is now warning that deers can infect humans with a rare form of tuberculosis. Why? Because he was field dressing the infected deer and inhaled it. So it wasn't that he was eating it. Usually tuberculosis you get by respiratory route. So deer apparently could pass, you know, tuberculosis used to be called consumption. It would kill millions. Tuberculosis was one of the biggest killers for years until we were able to come up with antibiotics. And according to a new report from an agency, from the CDC, 77-year-old man from Michigan was diagnosed in 2017, but they didn't know how he got it because he had no exposure to people and he didn't travel to places that had it. But the man was a hunter for 20 years. So clinicians ran tests that showed he had been exposed to Mycobacterium bovis, which is a bacteria found in, not bogus, bovis, a bacteria found in animals, such as deer and elk, that could spread to humans. So according to the report, they think he breathed it in while he was field dressing the deer. So that's when you take out the organs from the dead animal. You know, you hunt it, you take out the organs, then you can, you know. So he was treated and released from the hospital. The CDC has identified two other cases of the same type of tuberculosis among residents of Michigan. One, I guess, was back in 2002 after a hunter allegedly breathed it in. And then in 2004, a hunter injured his finger during field dressing. So TB comes from Mycobacterium tuberculosis, but the Mycobacterium family is pretty resilient. And so the infection can get to the lungs, but it could go all over the body, abdomen, bones, nervous system, heart, etc. So symptoms of tuberculosis is fever, cough, weight loss, fatigue, according to Daily Mail, loss of appetite. You can even get swelling in the neck. Now, bovine tuberculosis is a lot more rare. Apparently, it's about less than 2% of all TB cases. And you get it by inhaling infected droplets after an infected animal coughs. Now, humans can also get ill if they drink raw milk from infected cows. So you could get bovine cow tuberculosis from infected cows. So how many cases are we looking at in the U.S.? They said there were 9,029 cases of TB in the U.S. in 2018, with half of all cases coming from four states, California, Florida, New York, and Texas. So what do we? How do we treat? We use multiple drugs. We can't just do one. We have to treat with multiple drugs. There is a vaccine. The vaccine was introduced back in 1921. We don't usually vaccinate here in America. We vaccinate in other countries. But it's probably one of the most widely used vaccines in the world. They say among children, it decreases the risk of infection by 20% and the risk of infection becoming active by 60%. So it's not 100%, just like our flu shot. So what should you do if you're a hunter? Well, CDC recommends that hunters wear protective gear, such as gloves, but you got to wear the mask. Because, again, if you're breathing it in, you know, when you're field dressing, that's, yeah. There are currently more than 36.8 million people with hunting licenses, tags, permits, and stamps, according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Michigan hunters who submit deer heads that test positive for TB have to get tested themselves. So, yeah, you might want to also get your, you know, your carcass checked as well. So, I don't know. The, you know, it just shows you that there's some real weird. I know this is, you know, a story of, well, you know, one, you know, person or, you know, but still. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to want to talk about eating red meat. So for years, we've been told to not eat red meat. Now, I still, okay, I love meat, and I love red meat. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, fish is not meat. And so apparently a study yesterday came out saying that maybe scientists were wrong, that red meat could actually, you know, be healthy. And maybe you don't need to cut out as much. Now, the only problem is I ran into an old friend of mine who said he lost 30 pounds. When I asked him how did he lose 30 pounds, he said he cut back on the meat. Same thing, my father used to love meat, eat a lot of meat. Once he cut back on that, he lost weight. Same thing with my husband. I told my husband he less meat. Now, a lot of us, though, are really big on meat because we're trying to avoid the carbs. Like right now, my breakfast was some leftover lettuce and lamb. So I would have no carbs, you know, trying to cut back on carbs. So what am I trying to do to stay full and feel satisfied? I'm eating more meat. And, again, the weight's not coming off. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the universal flu vaccine. Universal flu vaccine may be one step closer to reality. By universal, meaning you get one shot and hopefully be done. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey
guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. So, there's a new controversial study saying we might not have to cut back on our red meat, which is kind of shocking, being that the whole narrative now is our carbon footprint, and we need to cut back on eating meat and farting less and all sorts of stuff. So apparently, here's the scoop, all right? This controversial analysis is found, according to Daily Mail, that eating three fewer servings of red meat each week, could slash your risk of cancer, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. Researchers have published the most up-to-date evidence on the topic based on data from 61 studies involving more than 4 million people. But the same team of scientists have warned that the evidence is flimsy, so people should not worry and carry on eating red meat at their current levels. Mail Online sifted through the research published in the Annals of Internal Medicine to reveal what the scientists found eating less meat can do for your health. So on one end, there's studies saying, okay, we'll eat less, but the other studies are saying, no, you can eat it. So they found it could lower, allegedly, if you slash out three servings of red meat from your week, it can lower diabetes, esophageal cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, stroke, heart attack, stomach cancer, colorectal cancer. But apparently, apparently this is kind of confusing, all right? The authors report there is no compelling evidence that reducing the consumption of red or processed meats will be beneficial to an individual. So what are they saying? Is it lowering the heart disease or not? So they found that in terms of heart disease, the evidence was very, very low, meaning it was a really, was it really, shall we say, valid? Stroke, low evidence. Heart attack, very low evidence. Type 2 diabetes, low evidence. Death, very low. Same thing with cancer. All types of cancer, very little evidence. Researchers graded the evidence based on the quality of the studies examined, the imprecision, and chance of statistical bias. And then they looked at the real-term risk. The real-term risk is the number of fewer cases that would be recorded if 1,000 people consumed less than 3 servings of unprocessed red meat over the next, let's say, 11 years. And they found that there was very little evidence for all types of cancer, esophageal, and gastric. But maybe colorectal, pancreatic, breast, prostate cancer, and death, a little bit of evidence. So, okay, what does that mean? Well, what it means is somebody looked at studies that were done going, you know, maybe it's not all that. Maybe we don't, maybe before we make that recommendation, we need to have better evidence. Now, officials for years have tried to tell us to eat less than 70 grams of red meat a day. So that's the equivalent of one lamb chop, one pork sausage, a half a beef burger, or 1.5 slices of bacon. But the analysis based on 5 reviews of past research ruled that people should continue to eat the current average amount of red meat. Now, this is a panel of 14 experts from 7 countries. And, you know, they said scientists from Dalhousie and McMaster's University in Canada led the research, as well as Cochrane Research Centers in Spain and Poland. And they looked at 61 studies that have monitored the health of more than 4 million people, as well as 12 that which trialed changing the results of about diets of 54,000. So they say the risks of the analysis uncovered were similar to what has been suggested before, but the researchers that the odds were not that big, and that the past research was of poor quality to make any suggestions. Okay, so for those of you confused, here's the thing, okay? When we do these nutritional studies and we say, eat more nuts, it'll help you lose weight. I believe that study because when I eat nuts, I get full. And I think I do lose weight when I eat nuts, so I'm okay with that. But a lot of these nutritional studies are observational, meaning we survey you. And we'll get a bunch of diabetics or we'll get people with cancer and go, what's your diet? And if they would go, well, I eat meat or I have soda pop or whatever, and a whole bunch of them do that, we'll say, look, we are observing this relationship. A lot of times that's still very good science. But somebody could lie. Somebody could not remember how much they ate. You know how many times I'll tell a doctor, oh, I eat fruits and vegetables all the time. All right, well, is that 5 to 9 servings a day? Or is it you make sure you get some in every day? Or do you eat a banana twice a week? If you ask me, I would tell you that I eat fruits and vegetables all the time. But that means nothing in science. It doesn't quantitate how much. Am I eating iceberg lettuce versus spinach? So researchers try to correct for those variations but making a statistical analysis based on these surveys don't seem to work. So what you ideally need to do, which we can't do, is have a group of babies, feed some plant-based, feed some meat, and see what happens to them 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years from now. But nobody has the time for that. We want to study now. If I have a bunch of medical students and we want to do a study, I'm going to say, all right, let's find a bunch of diabetics and let's give them a survey and ask them what they did. It gives us data immediately, but it might not be ideal. So what do I think when it comes to cancer and, you know, well, this is where I stand. Go back, and I always keep telling you this, go back to caveman days. Okay, our bodies were built a certain way. We were built to eat fish. We were built to eat nuts, eat fruit, and eat meat. We didn't get meat, though, three times a day. You didn't get meat that much. You would be able to hunt. If you were able to hunt, great. If not, you didn't get meat sometimes for a week. And our bodies did fine. We would drink milk, get a lot of our protein from milk, but eat nuts. But that's the majority of what we ate. So if we didn't eat meat for breakfast, meat for lunch, meat for dinner, meat for dessert, probably that's not a good idea. So I suggest trying to have more meatless meals just because of the fat content, because of your kidneys, and because I want you to start eating more vegetables. So for me, I don't care what the studies say. I think it's healthier when people have more of a plant-based diet. However, I still want you getting meat in if you can. And if you like it, and you're not vegan. If you're vegan, do what you want, because you obviously know what you're doing, and vegans are healthy, and, you know, they got it down. But for those of us that can't be vegan, yeah. So, balanced diets, I think should have a little of everything. Especially getting fish. I also want you guys to add in water. You got to drink a lot more water. All right, we got flu season coming up, and we have to get flu vaccines, and not everybody gets flu vaccines, and it's a real pain in the butt. So we have been begging for the government to come up with one flu shot, just like when you get a shot for shingles, get a shot for polio, can we get one vaccine? So there has been an infusion of federal dollars into research and development that may finally bring the universal flu vaccine closer to reality. The problem is you can't make a vaccine for a virus that keeps changing. You're going to have to figure out how to make this vaccine that induces your immune system that'll recognize any type of flu, and flu just changes. It just does. So, Monday afternoon, that was, I guess, today, University of Georgia announced it had signed a contract with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a division of the NIH, which will provide up to $130 million in funding over 7 years. And they will lead one of the projects and collaborate with scientists at 14 other universities and research institutions to make this done. At the end of the seven-year period, researchers hope to bring a universal flu vaccine to market, which could offer longer protection than current shots. So you see, since pharmaceutical companies weren't working on it, the government had to spend the money. All right, we'll see what they do. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.